and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Pastor Chatfield, I have to respond to a text message. One of our listeners, Jim in Sheboygan, said, Randy, where are you getting your information on the flooding possibility of Sheboygan? I'm getting reports from family members. Large trees are floating down the river in Mullet Lake. Large trees floating down river. If they hit the Sheboygan Dam, they will break through the dam. Sheboygan will be flooded. Where are you getting your information? Army Corps of Engineers sent a news alert out to the radio station this morning at 8:17 a.m. when I was prepping for the show. They said they are diverting the water flows around the dam. They've gone in and excavated and have been able to create basically temporary tributaries around the dam. So the water flow coming down, perhaps with these large trees, Jim, you're talking about, will be diverted around the dam. And again, this was a news report I got 8:17 this morning, WCHY.US@gmail.com, directly from the Army Corps of Engineers, due to the state of emergency that Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared for the area. So if you guys are hearing something different, send me a text. Let me know, field report, what's going on. We don't want people to think they're safe and can stay in their homes when they need to be evacuated. So send me information. Greatly appreciate it. Pastor Chatfield, we got a text message from Rod, a listener down in Lake County. Did you happen to see the text message I forwarded to you?
Yes.
Can you explain what Rod's talking about?
I don't know exactly what he's saying. He's basically saying, well, Iran is killing innocent unarmed civilians just like Israel does. Listen, Israel was in a war. I'm guessing he's referring to what happened in Gaza. They were attacked, you know, the October 23rd. What was the date? October 7th date. They were attacked a couple of years ago. And the terrorists went back into their underground hideouts under schools, and Israel went after them. Yes, and civilians were killed in response to what happened. There's no comparison between that and what Iran does. Listen, I've been to Israel. I passed out gospel tracts in Israel. Listen, do you guys understand that Israel's not all Jewish? Most of them are Jewish, but there's a lot of Arab Israelis. There's a lot of Christians. Not a ton, but there's a number. And Druze religion. Israel doesn't do that. I mean, now, if you attack Israel, they're going to come after you. And Israel made the calculation, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to let these people who have sworn repeatedly and publicly to drive us into the sea and to kill every last Jew and destroy Israel from becoming a nation, we are going to defend ourselves. And they are. You can't, that's not the same thing. I'm convinced Israel is a peaceful nation until you attack them, and then they're going to come after you. I cannot blame them for that. Now, should they have done this, that, and the other? You could probably say, well, they shouldn't have, whatever. I'm not saying they're perfect, but they're simply defending themselves. It's just not the same. It's totally different in my view. Okay, let me give you another one. Better Red Than Dead. Remember that, Randy, back when we were just, we were in elementary, junior. Better Red Than Dead. That was the 50s.
That's when we were doing those drills of hiding under our desk.
Yes. In other words, look, let's lay down our better, especially in the late 60s, better red than dead. It was a slogan. In other words, listen, let's lay down our weaponry. We don't want the world to commit mass suicide. I'd rather be a communist than dead. I was kind of the opposite of give me liberty or give me death. And they were advocating for nuclear disarmament. And that way of thinking was prevalent from, let's say, from 65, even up to after President Reagan became president. And he took the position, we are going to confront the Soviet Union, and we are going to overtly call them an evil empire. I remember when he said that. I was taking Russian history at Central Michigan, working on a master's degree in history. And my teacher went ballistic. You're criminally ignorant. It's criminal ignorance calling them an evil empire. Well, they were. They were evil. Reagan stood up to them, and what eventually happened is they backed down. Now, the communists were not good, but they were not maniacs, excuse me, like some of the Iranian jihadists and the clerics are, who believe that a war, a nuclear exchange, a war is what they want. That'll bring their Islamist messiah. They only understand force. And better read than dead? I wasn't a part of that way of thinking. Okay, so now let me come up to more modern. I hear things like this a lot. Not our war. Not our war. A lot of our American First people believe that. And I'm an America First guy. I support President Trump. These people, they support President Trump, some of them, as long as they agree with him. But if he makes a hard decision, makes a hard call, they don't stay supportive. Okay. They're saying, look, what we're doing in Iran, this is a war of choice. We didn't need to do this. It's not our war.
Unnecessary war.
Unnecessary. We don't need to do this. And another saying that is just, in my view, just stupid, sorry, is there's no imminent threat. I've heard Democrats say it. I've heard some libertarian isolationist Republicans say it.
No imminent threat.
Well, the word imminent means at any moment. Okay, Bob, President Trump, is there a plane on its way with a nuclear bomb ready to attack us? Well, if that isn't true, there's no imminent threat, because that plane's going to take a couple hours to get over here, drop a bomb, or a missile to come over and shoot us. No, you know, imminent? You can't wait till something's an imminent threat. Iran, if they were allowed to get nuclear weapons, would hold the whole Middle East and parts of Europe as hostage. And you can't trust them. President Obama made this agreement with Iran, gave them tons of cash, based on the premise, well, they made an agreement and we can trust them. You can't trust them. You can't do that. In my view, this is Munich 1938 all over again. You can't trust Iran. Now, President Trump, he says a lot of things. He puts memes out there I wish he wouldn't do. Please, please don't do that, President Trump. Nevertheless, I still support President Trump. He looked at them and he says, you know what, you're not going to do that. We're not going to let you get a nuclear weapon. And they thought that he was bluffing. Not bluffing. Now the world knows he doesn't bluff. He did what he said he was going to do. Now, we've crippled their military. We've crippled the military. But they still are a terrorist at heart. You know, they may not be able to threaten the rest of the world right now, or the Middle East right now. I know we say, well, we don't want regime change. We don't want regime change. You know, and I've heard this, and I see where you're coming from. The United States is not the world's policeman. It's another saying. We're not the world's policeman. Listen, we live in a world, and we have vital interests all over the world. And we are by far the most powerful country on earth. Sometimes we have to step forward, and sometimes we have to. Here's another saying. No boots on the ground. The vast majority of Americans today don't want boots on the ground. Republicans and Democrats don't. No boots on the ground. No, we're America first. Okay. I don't want to get in another prolonged war. I don't think President Trump would lead us into a prolonged war. I think it'd be a short war. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't see how we can do the complete job without some boots on the ground. I don't see how it can happen. Because they're just hiding. Now, we've devastated their military, true. But there's the people in power there are still bad guys. Listen to this. 54,000 troops we still have in Japan. 35,000 Germany. 23,000 South Korea. 12,000 Italy. 10,000 UK. We have got excuse me, people all over the, we got boots on the ground all over the world. But we don't want one boot on the ground. I realized, well, that would put our men in danger. That's true. You join the military, your life could be in danger. But I don't see how this can come to a good conclusion until we do have regime change. Now, would I have made the call, as President Trump did, to attack Iran at the, you know, a few months ago when we did that? Would I have made that call? Randy, let me ask you, would you have done it?
Would I have done what?
Would you have attacked Iran? Would you have had the courage to attack Iran because you came to the conclusion that they were headed toward nuclear weapon and you were simply not going to let them do it and you're going to pull the trigger? Would you have done it?
Absolutely. And honestly, if I was President Trump, I probably would have done it my first term. Because if you stop and think about all the killing that's been going on of their citizens, number one. Number two, the amount of soldiers that got roadside bombs that they gave to Hezbollah, Hamas, the things that they're doing with their terrorist group in Beirut. I personally, I would have made it an issue back in my first campaign, and I would have gotten more respect around the world from the world leaders than he even did.
Now, this was
overdue. This has been long overdue. And
I think he did it at precisely the right time.
You
now, here's
think
the problem.
This was perfect timing.
Yes, precisely.
Well,
I have to believe God has
his hands on everything.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes. Yes. Now here's the problem. You don't get elected saying, "Well, I'm going to take care of the world." He'd never gotten elected, and a lot of the MAGA Republicans. Am I a MAGA Republican? I don't know. Maybe I support the president. I'm a conservative, right? And a Christian.
Yep.
Am I a MAGA Republican? I guess I am. But he never would have got elected. And even today, he has to calculate the political ramifications in our own country. What happens? This bothers me.
The upcoming midterm elections is what you're saying.
Yes. Gasoline. Oh, wow. This is terrible. Gas is $4 a gallon. Listen, I don't like gas $4 a gallon. I don't like it either. But what a small price to pay to make our country safe from nuclear weaponry and Americans traveling abroad more safe and keeping the Middle East safe and keeping the world safe. Yes, there's a little bit of a price to pay. I get it.
It's our contribution toward the effort is the way I look at
right.
it.
Right.
Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment with this conversation with Pastor Chatfield regarding slogans. Go ahead, Pastor Chatfield, wrap up your thoughts.
Okay. One of the slogans, or I hear sayings, maybe not slogan, but it's a saying, not our war. Okay. I get that. We're Americans. We salute one flag. We are, and we believe in the independence and sovereignty of the United States of America, and we promote America. Yes, I'm for it 100%. But let me ask you this, Randy, or anybody out there. Does the United States have any moral responsibilities around the world at all? Does the United States have any moral responsibilities around the world at all? Let me ask you this. In other words, it doesn't matter what anybody does to anybody, anywhere, if it doesn't affect our national interest, we're not going to worry about it. So when the Nigerian Islamist government was slaughtering Christians, not our war. Okay, not our war. If the Islamists in control of Iran slaughter Christians, not our war. When the Taliban was doing similar things, and ISIS and other terrorist organizations, not our war, not our problem, not our responsibility, ever. Is that the way we think? You know, during World War II, we had surveillance flights over Germany and Poland, and we were wondering, what is going on? What are all these camps here? Now, we didn't know about the Holocaust. By the way, a lot of people now that are listening to us don't even believe in the Holocaust. They don't believe that Hitler tried to slaughter the entire Jewish population of Europe. The final solution, as he called it. They don't even believe it anymore. They don't even believe Hitler's own words. They think that's AI or something. There was a Holocaust. Now people are denying it or greatly minimizing it. If we'd have known there was a Holocaust going on, if Germany wouldn't have declared war on us, and if we'd have known there was a Holocaust, would that compelled us to try to protect them? Or is it totally, completely outside of our view of things that we have no moral responsibilities at all? It's not our war, not our responsibility, not our problem. Yeah, I'm not quite there. Yes, I believe in America first, but I'm not a total isolationist to say that nothing around the world that we could, even if we could fix it or help it, we should. I think sometimes we have to do it. And in this case with Iran, I think we have to. And that's my opinion.
Well, and I agree with you because of this. If our president, if the people, if we don't have any morals or values here at home and truly believe in those morals and values, you can't be such an isolationist to say my morals and my values only apply to our state, to our country. Kind of interesting. Right now, we're getting a EAS alert on the radio station that's blocking out what I'm saying. But I'm going to continue saying it because it is going to be on the podcast and it will repeat the rest of the weekend. Either you have morals and values that you believe in and are willing to say, listen, this is an atrocity happening in the Middle East. This is crazy what's going on in Africa, in certain parts of the world. Either you have those morals and values and you stand for them and believe that others should be considerate of our morals and values and have a conversation with us and put a stop to their injustices. Look at the human rights violations going on in China. Remember the guy standing in front of the tank in the square?
Yes. Now, I get it. We didn't go to war, and we couldn't. It was practically, no. We couldn't.
But we stood up, and we said that's not right.
Right. But this, in Iran, we could do something, and we did. I think it's right. And we may have to do more.
We may have to do more. Yep. Well, it's an interesting conversation, and we may have lost or ticked off some of our patriot libertarian friends, but I've got values, I got morals, I gotta support the president because I think he's doing the right thing.
Yes, and at some point you believe that he has been raised. Yes, I wish he wouldn't do the memes and attack the Pope. I wish he wouldn't do that and portray himself in memes the way he does. Okay, I'm on record. Wish he wouldn't do that. I don't like it. However, I do appreciate the decisions he's made, and he is courageous. And now's not the time to jump ship here, everybody. Support the president. And always think of the alternative. You know, President Newsom or President Harris. How would that have been? How would that have been? So I'm staying on board here.
Don't even go down that road.
Yeah.
that would have been a complete disaster. Well, yeah. It's a good history lesson. Like you say, slogans, we have to discuss them. We have to talk about them. It is relevant, definitely relevant to today. And I think maybe we're better off having the conversation here on the radio. So
I hope so.
What are we going to do on Sunday?
We're having church. If you ask me exactly what I'm preaching, I've got some things in my mind, but I'm not 100% sure. So just have your Bibles ready.
Can never nail you down to the chapter and verse of the Bible.
Sometimes you can, but not
this
week.
They want to have their Bibles ready.
Okay, have your Bible, then I'll tell you where it is.
Yeah, he'll tell you where to go. All right, got it.
Yes.
Got it. All right, buddy. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
All right, Randy.
God bless. We'll hear you on the radio on Sunday.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you, Randy.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source.